It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, the responses to the Buy American Made campaign continue to grow and reflect a positive change in the way Americans are thinking and acting. It is good to see more people motivated to restore jobs that will create a reasonable balance between foreign and American-made products, and when we receive responses from supporters of the Buy American Made campaign, they offer ideas to unite our fellow Americans and increase jobs for our families, friends, and neighbors. People clearly see that it is not the government's role to create jobs, but to encourage private sector businesses to create jobs that will employ the American people and in the process generate the taxes to maintain local, state, and federal government services. As we continue to unite our efforts, everyone agrees that America's workers and consumers are the same people and that by supporting one another, all Americans benefit in the long run. As you are out shopping, be sure to look at all the labels to see if your purchases are benefiting American workers or simply the store selling foreign-made products. By looking at labels, our supporters see exactly where products are made and see how important it is to support products made and assembled here in the United States of America. Help us spread the word, and for more information, visit our internet sites, AmericanWorkersRadio.com, BuyAmericanMadeCampaign.com, NationalSmallBusinessWeekend.com, and AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.